Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And this is Elsie. Joe, have you ever heard of United Arab Emirates?
I have. It is a group of these different states in the Middle East, near Saudi Arabia, if you've ever heard of that. In the Middle East, the area of the world that we call the Middle East, and it's just kind of all these different city-states or countries that have banded together and formed this one organization.
Yeah, United Arab Emirates 就是所谓的阿拉伯联合大公国，它是由七个独立之成员邦国所组成的邦联国家哦。And speaking of the United Arab Emirates, which city comes to your mind first?
Well, when I think of the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, if that's easier to say.
UAE,
I think of Dubai.
Dubai.
That's the most famous one. They have all the famous landmarks in that city, famous buildings that people think of.
Dubai comes to my mind first, too. 我也是第一个想到杜拜，因为它是 UAE 中呢人口最多的酋长国，而且呢也是近年来的 vacation hotspot, 热门的度假的好去处哦。Today we're going to introduce this rich and popular city to our students.
That's right, it is a city where people have a lot of money, it's not a cheap city, and a lot of celebrities actually go there these days too. They have vacation homes there, David Beckham.
I can't wait!
He has a spot there, so let's learn about this very famous rich city.
Dubai, City of Wonders.
Dubai is one of the biggest cities in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. This dry desert town was always an important place for trade. After oil was discovered there in 1966, Dubai became rich. It's now an important global city. Dubai no longer makes much money from oil.It stays rich thanks to big business and tourism. Most of the people in Dubai are foreigners. For example, over half the population is Indian. There are also many other foreigners whose families have lived there for generations. However, all visitors and locals must follow Dubai's laws, which include dressing modestly. It's also against the law to kiss in public.
Desert. Desert. Deserts can be very hot in the day and very cold in the night. Deserts can be very hot in the day and very cold in the night. Oil. Oil. The price of oil is on the rise.The price of oil is on the rise. Foreigner. Foreigner. Foreigners have to learn the culture and customs of their host country. Foreigners have to learn the culture and customs of their host country. Include. Include. Include.Included, included. The service fee is already included in the total amount. The service fee is already included in the total amount.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying Dubai is one of the biggest cities in the United Arab Emirates. So it's one of these cities that has the highest population or the most...people there as well. Most of those people there aren't actually from there though.
文章一开始呢就跟我们介绍说呢，杜拜是阿拉伯联合大公国中呢最大的城市之一哦。其他呢还有一些著名的城市，相信同学们一定有听过，像是 UAE 的 capital 首都，也就是七个联邦当中呢面积最大的，那就是阿布达比。
Now, the article goes on to say this dry desert town was always an important place for trade. So it's in a place called the desert.
Mm-hmm.
The desert is a place that's very, very dry. Not a lot of water, not a lot of rain. So it can be a very hard place to live, even though this place was an important place for trade.
Yeah.
Or business.
嗯哼，文章接着提到呢，这座干燥的沙漠城啊，在过去一直是做买卖交易的重要区域哦。
Now, desert, as I said, just means a large area of land that has very little water and very few plants growing in it. There might be a few palm trees、mm-hmm. around somewhere. And like I said, many deserts are covered by sand. So there's not much else there, just a whole lot of sand.
You are right. 原来呢，杜拜呢是一座干燥的沙漠城 ，desert 就是沙漠啦。虽然说呢，现在的杜拜相当富有，高楼大厦林立，但是呢，往郊区走还是可以看到广大的沙漠区域哦。
Now, for example, we could say deserts can be very hot in the day and very cold at night. That's right. The temperature can go way up.And then at night it can go way down、
mm-hmm.
and actually be very cold.、
Yeah.
You might not think of a desert as being cold, but it's possible.、
Mm-hmm. 例句提到呢，沙漠在白天可以很热，夜晚的时候呢，温度可以迅速下降，可以相当的寒冷。So when did Dubai become such a rich city?
After oil was discovered there in 1966, Dubai became rich. Before that, it was just kind of a small town.、
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing that special. Then they found oil.Everybody needs oil, and、
yeah.
oil is worth a lot of money. So、mm. Dubai became rich.
原来呢，是在这个1966年石油于杜拜被发现之后呢，杜拜就变成了一座富有的城市。
Now, oil is the thick, dark liquid from under the ground from which petrol or gasoline、mm-hmm. is produced. So it's what we use for our cars, trucks, scooters,、
mm-hmm.
anything that goes,、
yeah.
we need oil for it.
Oil 就是石油啦，石油呢主要被用来制成燃油和汽油。不过呢，石油是一种不可再生的原料哦，所以啊，石油相当的昂贵。卖石油赚来的钱呢，因此被称为黑金 （black money）。
Black money, black gold, Texas tea—all these different things、
yeah.
names we have for oil. We could use this in an example by saying the price of oil is on the rise. Now it's actually falling. It's going down,、
mm-hmm.
down, down, which is good news for us. Less money for gas.
Yeah. 例句提到呢，石油的 price 价格呢正在上涨 is on the rise.
It's now an important global city. Global means referring to、the world. So if it's an important global city, it means everybody around the world knows about it. It's、
yeah.
very famous、
mm-hmm.
and people do a lot of business there.
现在呢，杜拜则是一座重要的全球化城市 global 全球化的。我们很常听到人们说呢，全球暖化，英文就是 global warming. Is Dubai a global city because of its oil?
Well, Dubai no longer makes much money from oil. So
from what?
They've moved on to some、mm-hmm. other different things.
Oh, 所以呢，文章这边说到了，现在的杜拜呢，再也不靠石油来赚钱了，那靠什么呢？We all know that Dubai is a rich and popular country, so what does it make money from
well,
now?
It stays rich thanks to big business and tourism. Now, I think they realize that oil won't be here forever.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eventually, oil will run out,、
mm-hmm.
so they can't just do the oil business. So they stay rich thanks to big business and tourism. They want people to come and visit.And they want people to do other businesses in Dubai.
因为刚刚提到呢，石油是非再生能源，对不对？所以呢，原来呢，杜拜呢还能这么富有，是因为他们生意做得很大，而且观光业 tourism 也蓬勃的发展。这边跟同学们补充了，杜拜呢是 UAE 的商业贸易中心哦。I've read that Dubai is UAE business center.
That's exactly right. Most of the people in Dubai are.Foreigners, they're people who have come to the country、
mm-hmm.
in order to run some kind of business or、
yeah.
to work there. Actually, the local people are actually a small part of the population.
回到文章哦，杜拜里呢，大多数的人口都是外国人哦 ，foreigners.
Now, a foreigner is just someone who comes from a different country. So in Taiwan, I am a foreigner, of course.
He is a foreigner.
I am a foreigner. There are a few foreigners in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that are in Dubai are foreigners, just means they are not from Dubai.
Yeah. Foreigner, 外国人，同学们拼字的时候要特别小心哦，是 F-O-R-E-I-G-N-E-R. 这边跟同学们再补充一个字，如果我们把 foreigner 的字尾 E-R 给去掉，那就变成它的形容词 foreign. 那 foreign 是什么意思呢？那就是外国的。
Now, foreigners have to learn the culture and customs of their host country. So when you travel to another country, you have to learn all the little rules that mm-hmm. they have. Like I learned, don't put your chopsticks straight up in a bowl of rice, mm-hmm. because that means something bad in Taiwan.
Yeah.
So if you go to Dubai and you're a foreigner, you have to learn all the things that they do there and try to do things the same way.
Mm-hmm, that's right. 例句提到呢，外国人必须学习东道国，也就是所在国家的文化和习俗啦。So where are most of the foreigners from in Dubai?
It says, for example, over half the population is Indian. So it's almost like a place in India, like an Indian city. Half the population, 50%, are from India.
Wow, 文章说到呢，超过一半的人口都是印度人呢。
There are also many other foreigners whose families have lived there for generations. So they might not actually be from Dubai, they might not be the local people, but they lived there for a long time.
原来呢，还有很多其他的外国人是家人在杜拜呢，已经住上好几个世代了。What does generation mean?
Generation refers to the different levels in a family. So the grandparents would be one generation, then the parents, and then the kids. That would be three different generations of a family.
Generation 就是世代的意思。Generation gap 就是代沟哦。
However, all visitors and locals must follow Dubai's laws, which include dressing modestly. That's right, they have a lot of rules and laws because it is a Islamic culture. So a lot of these rules have to do with dress and what you say and pretty much everything that you do.
虽然呢 foreigners 外国人这么多，文章这边提到呢，全部的访客和在地人都必须要遵守杜拜的法律，包括穿着呢必须要非常的保守。
Now we saw this word include, and we could say include, included, included for the different tenses. This just means to comprise or contain as part of a whole. So something is part of something else.
Include, 包括包含 and our example sentences?
The service fee is already included in the total amount. So it's part of the total amount.
例句提到呢，服务费已经被包含在总金额里面了。注意哦，这边用了被动态 is already included in. Oh, Joe, what does dressing modestly mean?
Dressing modestly just means you don't show too much of your body. So you're dressed modestly. You're only showing the arms.
So I'm dressing very nicely.
Very nicely. And this is kind of modestly, too. I'm not wearing a tank top or something like that. They just mean they don't want people to show too much of their body.
Modestly 代表谨慎地、适当地。在杜拜呢，男生大多穿西装打领带，那女生呢，则是穿着端庄的这个洋装。女性呢，如果到了民风保守的回教地区，特别注意哦，穿着是绝对要相当保守的。除了衣着呢，我们还要注意什么呢？ Apart from dressing modestly, what else do we have to...You know, pay attention to.
Well, it's also against the law to kiss in public. Oh. So a couple, they can't kiss each other in public. They don't like that there.
So 文章最后提到呢，在公众场合呢，接吻也是违反法律的哦。
So there are a lot of differences between, say, Taiwan and Dubai, a lot of cultural differences that you have to pay attention to. All right, it's time for us to wrap up our program for today.
Okay. Okay, Joe, so do you like to travel?
I love to travel. I've been to a lot of different countries around the world. I've been all around Asia, all around North America, a little bit to Europe. I've never really been to the UAE, though.
So are you interested in visiting Dubai or any other cities in UAE?
I would love to go there. I just need to learn a little bit more about the culture I don't offend people when I go there. What about you?
I would like to visit Dubai or Abu Dhabi.
I think that would be
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, Dubai or Abu Dhabi would be really cool. Lots of interesting architecture, the buildings, and lots of cool history to learn about.
And you know what? Dubai is going to host the World Expo in 2020.
Okay, so in the next few years, it would be the perfect time to visit Dubai.
So, okay, it's time for us to say goodbye now. Tomorrow, we are going to explore Dubai more. So stay tuned, and I'll see you tomorrow.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Move it, shrimp, laughed the football player. pushing me out of the way?
Move it, shrimp, laughed the football player, pushing me out of the way.
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie, 欢迎来到我们的小聚会时间。说到海鲜，你最喜欢吃什么呢？I love eating shrimp. 每一次都是剥虾壳剥到最后一刻。比起其他的海洋生物啊，虾子其实体型算是很小的。有时候壳剥很久，但是肉只有一点点。所以英文口语上也会拿虾子来比喻矮小的人哦。虾子的英文是 shrimp, S-H-R-I-M-P。跟鱼不太一样，它的复数可以是 shrimps, or shrimp, 原型。今天的小聚会就是拿虾子来比喻瘦弱的人，和我们中文说的软脚虾有异曲同工之妙哦。Move it, shrimp, left the football player, push me out of the way. 这个常在电影啊或影集里会看到，足球员总是又高又壮，而且不知道为什么还总是校园里的风云人物。所以这里就是说，足球员 the football player 叫我动起来，还一把把我推开 push me out of the way。 你可以发现这是非常口语的用法，而且通常有嘲讽啊贬义的味道，笑别人又瘦又小只，千万不要以为是在称赞你身材苗条哦。 So let's repeat again. Move it, shrimp, left the football player, push me out of the way.Very good. 那小聚会我们下次见咯。See you next time.
Move it, shrimp, laughed the football player, pushing me out of the way.
Move it, shrimp, laughed the football player, pushing me out of the way.
Kick that!
Hey, 表姐, there's a new bakery right around the corner. 我们去买面包吧。
妈妈，但是我们家的墙角只有小强跟蜘蛛丝，我不要吃那个。
Right around the corner 是附近的意思啦。
嗯? Alan's birthday is right around the corner.
Corner? 他又躲起来了。每次搞怪招，躲哪个角落？哪个角落？
不是，仔细听好 ，Alan's birthday is right around the corner。到底懂不懂啊？英文不是很好吗
？Birthday， 我当然知道生日嘛。
Yeah,
生日 corner。哦，他想给我们惊喜，他躲在哪里？他躲在哪一个 corner 啊？哦，白痴，他上次他一定躲在洗衣机里面，我去找他。
不是，对，哎呦。这两个男生平常竟然喜欢玩躲猫猫，好啦，不过话又说回来了 ，right around the corner 字面上有在哪个角落，不过呢，一般我们可以用来引申为某个地点是在哪边附近的意思，比方像是 there's a new clothing store right around the corner， 意思就是附近开了一间新的服饰店。可是刚刚我说 Alan's birthday is right around the corner。原来这里的 right around the corner 还可以用来指即将来临的意思，所以通常我们可以指一个活动或是节日就快来的意思哦。For example, the new Kung Fu movie is right around the corner. 那部新的功夫片电影即将上映。Or your school report deadline is right around the corner. 你要交学校报告的日子就快到咯。Deadline 就是最后期限，截止日期。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以 right around the corner 原来有两个意思，一个是用来指某个地点在哪边附近，或者你可以用来表示某个事情或某个事件即将来临哦。
Dubai, City of Wonders.
Dubai is one of the biggest cities in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. This dry desert town was always an important place for trade. After oil was discovered there in 1966, Dubai became rich. It's now an important global city. Dubai no longer makes much money from oil. It stays rich thanks to big business and tourism. Most of the people in Dubai are foreigners.For example, over half the population is Indian. There are also many other foreigners whose families have lived there for generations. However, all visitors and locals must follow Dubai's laws, which include dressing modestly. It's also against the law to kiss in public.
Desert. Desert. Deserts can be very hot in the day and very cold in the night. Deserts can be very hot in the day and very cold in the night. Oil. Oil. The price of oil is on the rise. The price of oil is on the rise. Foreigner. Foreigner. Foreigners have to learn the culture and customs of their host country. Foreigners have to learn the culture and customs of their host country. Include. Include. Include, included, included. The service fee is already included in the total amount. The service fee is already included in the total amount.